Hey, everybody, this is DJ Rockin' Robin, and you're listening to The Robin's Nest on WUSB.
One, two, three, four.
I would like to be at Rockaway Beach. What about you, Vin?
Yes, definitely.
Hey, everybody. It's DJ Rockin' Robin. You are listening to The Robin's Nest here at WUSB Stony Brook on this beautiful Sunday evening, April 14th. How's everybody doing out there? What are you doing? Well, hopefully what you're doing includes listening to... And I didn't put your mic on, so I hope people heard you. What you're doing is listening to us, WUSB Stony Brook, and we are in Radiothon. So hopefully you will also have the energy to call us at 631-632-6901 and make a pledge, make a donation to our station, Freeform Radio at its best, 24/7 here at WUSB. And I'm here with my guest tonight for part two of our Ramones tribute. It's Vinnie Ramone from the Ramones tribute band, the Ramones.
Hey, how you doing, everybody, in Radio Land?
How are you doing tonight? I love your jacket.
Yeah, I just got it a few days ago or so.
Yeah, everyone, he's wearing this really colorful jacket. It's woke me up, so I'm glad you wore that tonight. So this is going to be a special show because we are on for 2 hours tonight. And I'm also covering for Loretta and her, I believe, at this moment in time today, they will now be husband and wife, her husband Rob, because Loretta is a DJ on the air after me with Rock Roundup, but today is her wedding day.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome, Vin?
Yep, God bless them.
Yeah. So she wanted me to shout out a couple songs. We're going to play one next, and then I'm going to get into some more songs. I'll explain because they're related in some way to the Ramones. We're not playing all Ramones. We will be playing Ramones. Rockaway Beach is what you just heard from 1977. It was one of their highest charting highest charting song for the Ramones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like that one the best? Do you like that? I know you're a big Ramones fan, obviously.
Love it. No, it's a fun, happy song. It's just cool. It gets you stoked and ready to go to the beach and stuff, or anywhere, really. It's just a happy song. Yeah, I can use that as an alarm to get myself out of bed every day. You know?
That's a great idea.
It's just, you know.
I love that idea.
The beat and everything. It's like very Beach Boys, too.
Yes. Like,
they were influenced on them too.
And yeah. Vinny does a great job singing and dancing to that song. He's a great dancer in the Ramones. So when he gets the opportunity to get up there and do the background and all that, he does a really, really good job. So, and the Ramones tribute will be playing again May 23rd at the Warehouse in Abbeville. Right. So they'll be doing their thing then. And I know you do your little thing. Sometimes when you're not singing, you do the cretins. When you're not boogieing and singing, you're doing the cretins.
Yeah, I play the pinhead.
You play, he's like an actor, too. So he plays that little pinhead running around. But you do it great. I mean, you do it better than anyone could do that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, it's a fun gig, you know. So I have fun. I do it mainly for my friends in the band. And, you know, for the Ramones, actually, it's my tribute to show everybody and them how I am showing tribute as the Pinhead, or, you know, a member of the Ramones tribute band, Ramones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you were a huge fan of the Ramones, and you also have been on the punk scene for over 20 years.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
pretty
great.
Cool.
Talk more about that in a little bit. So first, I want to go back to 1983 with Bryan Adams and throw this out to Loretta and Rob. We wish you all the best, Loretta, and you and Rob, for a lifetime of happiness, love, and, of course, music.
Thank you. since you put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. Come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Well, Ronnie, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
And I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda. 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 Help me, Rhonda.
I remember when you were down and you needed a helping hand. I came to feed you, but now that I need you, you won't give me a second glance. Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I bailed you out when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
So when you catch me now, I'm
Oh my goodness, I don't know which version I like better. Hey everybody, it's DJ Rockin' Robin. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And you're catching me here at the Robin's Nest, alternating Sundays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. But tonight, I have a special. It's part two of a Ramones tribute from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So I'm here with Vinnie Ramone from the Ramones tribute band.
That's right. Here I am,
he's
folks.
Also my bestie, so he knows to come to these shows, right, Vin?
Yep.
Okay. So anyway,
where else would I go?
I know, sweetie. Okay. So basically, let me talk to you about why we were playing what we played, and then I have a lot more to say. Of course, blah blah blah. Okay. So you just heard the Goo Goo Dolls with a cover from Catch Me Now I'm Falling from 1979 from the Kinks.
What an amazing job they did on that.
Amazing, right?
You can't even tell the difference. It's like tit for tat, like just right on target.
He's amazing. So I saw, you know, I saw the Goos at, I think it was at the Paramount. This was years ago. But I was taking so many pictures. I was right in front of John. And he was literally laughing because I had my camera basically in his face the whole time. And I got some really good shots because he is very photogenic. I don't know if he used to do modeling, but something like that. The guy is photogenic, right? Good looking guy. So anyway, I remember that very well. So it brought back memories. And of course, I've also saw Dave Davies from the Kinks. I did not get to see the Kinks, but I got to see Dave Davies.
Wow.
And had a great experience. And that was the song you heard before. That was Catch Me Now, I'm Falling, one of my favorites from the Kinks. And the Kinks influenced the Ramones. So anyway, I saw Dave Davies at the Suffolk Theater, and he... I'm still in shock. Like I'm stuttering talking about it because he came over to me with his guitar, and I'm a great guitar player.
She's stuttering like Lou Costello from Abbott Costello Show. Hey Abbott, pulling on a collar.
Yes, and so I was asked to play. Well, he just gave me his guitar, basically. So I was trying my best because they were playing two of my favorites all day and all the night, and You Really Got Me, and I got to strum the guitar. My friend, another DJ here, Gwen, had taken a lot of pictures of that, and that was thanks again, Gwen. That was great. Okay, so before
like
that, we heard yes, always a good time if it involves music, right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay, before that, Baby, I Love You. Now, the Ronettes are the ones who also influence the Ramones. So I played their cover of Baby, I Love You. Do you like the Ronettes?
Yeah.
I figured you did.
I love them. I love the old... I mean, you know, my parents used to play that a lot, especially at my grandma's patio parties and stuff back in the day.
Yes. And what I forgot was that I also did a cover... If you all want to check it out, if you missed it, if you don't listen back to the show, you can go to YouTube and just put Be My Baby, Robin Lisa, and you will see my cover of Be My Baby by the Ronettes, which I just played.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Okay. So before that, you heard Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys from 1965. One of my favorite Beach Boys. Beach Boys also influenced the Ramones.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. But do you like the Beach Boys also? Because I know how much you love the Ramones and punk music. But
yeah.
What do you think about the things that the people and the groups that influence them?
I enjoy. I mean, if I was born way back in the day, when those bands first started coming out, like, you know, like 50s, 60s, I would definitely be into the old... 50s style garage rock bands, which had a little bit lyrics and a little bit of rebelliousness kick with music too. Rockabilly and surf music and stuff like Dick Dale, along with the Beach Boys, you know, they go in there. And,
well, like Vinny is like just a California dude that sings in the Ramones. Because you're just like the skater boy, like you're always on the skateboard, right? And you still jump really high on the, when you're performing, whatever you call that, BMX bike you said used to do. So you're
so,
like,
yeah. To answer your question, though, I would definitely be into the Beach Boys, and I still am since I was a kid. I've always
okay.
Yeah, I always boogied down and dance a lot whenever they would play, especially at family parties and stuff. We would play a lot of their records.
Nice.
So just fun music, very energetic, it's happy.
Yeah, I love it.
It's cool.
And then before that, we shouted out to Loretta and her new husband, Rob. Loretta had a wedding day today. What a day for a wedding, right?
Yep.
And we should have played Nice Day for a White Wedding, Billy.
That's
what we didn't. But we can only play so much, but we're playing her wedding song by Hailstorm, the clean version, as soon as we get back on the mic, as soon as I'm done with my little spiel, which I will give you in just a moment. But we started out tonight with one of my favorites and one of Vinny's favorites, right, Vin? From the Ramones,
mm-hmm.
Rockaway Beach. And it was their best, or highest, I should say, charting song. of all the songs I ever had. It's a lot of songs. Because when you think about it, because the Ramones, they were basically touring nonstop for 22 years. And 2,263 concerts performed. By 2014, all four of the band's original members had died. Most of them in the early 2000s, they were in their 50s. Except for Tommy, you know, was you know the last one to pass, 2014, he was 65. But everybody was in their early 50s, except for Johnny was 56. But all in their 50s. What do you think, this is what I was going to ask you, what do you think was the cause of them all dying so young? Was it their nonstop touring for 22 years? What do you think?
No, I think, no offense, I think sometimes, you know, any rocker or somebody, you know, like, sometimes, you know, I can't really speak for them. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't, only they know.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to guess, you know, you got, you know, a little bit of, I don't know, because I don't want to come off.
It's very high energy punk. And
well, yeah,
you think about nonstop touring for 22 years. I wonder, you know, I guess we can only guesstimate. No one's going to know for sure if that was the cause of their early deaths. I consider it early in the 50s. Maybe it's not early.
Three of them had different kinds of cancers. Yeah. You know, one of them overdosed. So,
and I know you can get. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who was that? Joey?
Dee Dee.
Oh, okay. I forgot who did that. Okay. Okay. Well, I know we could get into a whole thing, which we will not, about nutrition, because I know you. I think if I'm guessing correctly, you would say you could fight cancer with nutrition, but that's another radio show we'll have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very good. I think that's great that you're into that, all nutrition and stuff, and I think that's what keeps you healthy and young-looking. So that's great. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to – well, before I do that, before we move on and play Loretta and Rob's wedding song for today – which is going to be Here's to Us by Hailstorm, but I had to do a clean version of that. I wanted to reach out to all of you listening, and I was hoping that you could find it in your hearts to, or your pocketbooks, actually, to reach in and throw some of that to WUSB, because any donation is a good donation. This is how we operate. We are here 24/7 freeform radio. And what better way to spend your money, your extra money? Of course, if you don't have extra money, these are not the people I'm talking to. But if you have something a little extra to give, what better place to give than a radio station? That's here 24/7. You just pop on the radio or your internet, and here we are. So if you'd like to do that, you can. There's gifts that they're giving out. There's mugs, baseball caps, T-shirts, sweatshirts, etc. You could talk to somebody on the phone if you want to call 631-632-6901 or go to the website WUSB.FM and just click on pledge, and I think they even have a spot where you can click right in the middle of the page there. So whatever you can do, we really do appreciate. So you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook at 7:40 p.m. and it's 55 degrees, and I hope you're having a most fabulous evening, and thanks for having us with you as well. So we're going to move on with the music, and we'll be chatting some more with Vinnie Ramone here from the Ramones Tribute Band. I'm DJ Rockin' Robin, and you are listening to The Robin's Nest. Here is a song we are shouting out to Loretta and Rob on their wedding day. Here's to Us by Hailstorm.
Just go home right now, or maybe we could stick around for just one more drink.
I love that one. And that was Here's to Us, a clean version. It sounds a little different when it's not clean. And that was by Hailstorm. And that went out to Loretta and Rob on their wedding day today. What a great day. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm DJ Rockin' Robin with The Robin's Nest. And get ready now for one of the influences of the Ramones. Here is a rock block from the Rolling Stones.
Avenue. This town's where it's
Okay, and you just heard a rock block from the Rolling Stones, and the last song you heard was Bitch from 1971 Sticky Fingers album. Before that, you heard from 1978 Some Girls album with Shattered, and before that, you heard from 1994's Voodoo Lounge You Got Me Rockin'. Before that, you heard from 1971 with the Rolling Stones and Dead Flowers. And that's how we started the set after we were chit-chatting and all that. We had just played a wedding song before that. Here's to Us by Hailstorm for Loretta and Bob, or Rob, I should say, from 2022. And I'm DJ Rockin' Robin with The Robin's Nest. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope whatever you're doing right now, you're having a good time. And I'm here having a great time with